So we're here at Tea in the Park. We've just arrived and we are backstage in the VIP area. There's loads of daisies everywhere. I'm noticing there's a definite floral theme, I think, isn't there, Tom?
Yeah, there's a bit of a... It seems to be the theme this year.
So yeah, we've come back here. So basically, we come and check in. We've got our interview set up later with Augustine's, but we come and find out who else we can speak to. So hopefully, if they are willing, we should be able to grab some time with Weston later on. And then we're going to go and have a look and see what else is going on. The sun is shining. We jinxed it earlier. We said that in the car and then the heavens opened. So we're hoping that things aren't going to turn into a mud bath later on. So we'll see whether or not we get an interview with Weston, but we'll definitely have Augustine's for you later.
This is Rob from Augustine's and I love student radio.
So once it was me, Bill and Eric. And someone was interviewing us and then turned around to me and said, "Sorry, can you get out of the shop? I just want the band in." And I was like, and once that person knew, they can't look me in the face anymore.
So is that one of those moments where you're like, I'm in the band, right?
No, what's that joke? What did they say to the drummer, what band you in again? Or something like that?
It's either that or jokes about the stage being level by what side the mouth they're drooling out of.
Yeah, that's a common one. I've never heard that one before. Oh, God.
So how was your set today? I know you had a long old day, so you're heading down to 2,000 Trees tomorrow, but how was it?
It was fine. You know, we've been sick. Eric has been treated for pneumonia. Myself and Bill and a whole, like, even members of our management, we've all been knocked out with this bronchial flu pneumonia thing. So we had to, unfortunately, pull out of a few shows in the States. We flew over there at a flight, you know. So this is our first show back proper, you know, in like 2 weeks. So it was nice to be back out on stage. And yeah, it was good. It was fun. So we're now getting back into the swing of things.
So it's quite a show to have back as your first one, isn't it? If you've had a couple of shows off, there's no pressure just being here.
Yeah, you know, someone said to us, we was in a pub watching the football, and someone said, are you playing Tea in the Park tomorrow? And we said, no, we're playing Teabag near the park. It's like a little place. We thought it was very funny. No one else seemed to think it was funny.
That's what matters. Nobody laughs at my jokes. Nobody cares.
So you laugh at your jokes.
Oh, that's good. We like you.
Yo, what's going on? This is Weston. I'm Louis Ray.
I'm Akil Charles.
I'm Heidi.
Right now, we're just chilling with Student Radio, and it's a vibe, as always.
Student life.
So you've just released Western Season. You've dropped the 14-track mixtape out of nowhere. What's the reaction been like to that?
It's actually been surprising. Actually, I can't even say surprisingly. It's really good, actually. Now we're really appreciative of everyone that's taken the time out to listen to it. So everyone that hasn't, you should probably do that.
Like, literally, we was teasing everyone just before we dropped it. So we said, basically, I put up an Instagram saying, "Louis, Hailey, I'm thinking we should drop the mixtape." So then they put one up saying, "We don't need a reason." And then it just like a little bit of banter, a little bit of anticipation, and then boom!
It's quite funny, actually, because all of my friends, they always hear me playing the music, because that's all we really play when we're out and about. And they're always like, "Send me the songs." I'm like, "I can't even send you the songs, bro." And then finally pour it out. So now all of them, they got it. And they're like, "Yeah, I don't need you no more. I got the songs now." So yeah, it's all good.
You got a question?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of, so obviously Into was the first single, it came out, it's about 8 months now, isn't it? How's life kind of changed in the last 8 months?
Oh man, it's literally, we didn't know about being busy until this started happening. So when we're on the phones getting phone calls and like, "Yeah, I'm busy, man, I'm busy," we was not busy. We was not busy, seriously.
Now
we are busy. So now it's like, we know that time is really... really precious to us.
Obviously you came joint fifth in the BBC Sound of 2016, so is it nice to be getting this recognition?
Do you know what, anytime we get some sort of good feedback, or it's just everyone likes to be praised and everyone loves it, that's what it's all about. So yeah, definitely anytime we hear it, it's just a driving force to make more music and push on. Yeah.
Now some of your fathers were session musicians for some quite big musicians. Do you think becoming a musician was always the plan for you?
Yeah, definitely. Not so much myself, but these two, they're very family orientated. His brothers are a musician. His brother's a musician. My brother's just a young little teenager that's just a little troublesome.
Give him time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, we all come from musical families, and I think it's just like, I feel like he's the new generation. You know, the next generation usually takes it up a notch.
Yeah.
They take what you had and they take it up a notch, and that's what he is.
Is there any competition amongst your family members if you're all doing music, or are you all supportive of each other?
Yeah, it's always love, man. I've been brought up around like a really musical family, and it's always been like support each other on what you do, and that's the only way you're going to get anywhere, especially in the UK. A few years back, there weren't much unity with artists supporting each other, and it wasn't really happening. But now, you see it a lot in the UK.
Yeah, there's been a few rumours, and some people are saying they're true, some people are saying they're false, that there's going to be an album dropping sometime soon. Can you confirm or deny?
Oh, see, everybody wants to know this question, but the answer is no. Definitely, we're fine-tuning and everything. We've got so much music, and it's just kind of about when we feel it's time to drop it. But it's definitely soon. Definitely soon.
Hey. And one thing we've been asking everyone this weekend, what are your main festival survival tips? Are you one for camping, or are you going to live it up in a hotel instead?
I'm definitely going to live it up in a hotel. Look at these. They're all white, and they've just got messy now.
They were box fresh, weren't they?
Oh my God, look. These were like a few weeks old maybe, but
I think yeah. It's gonna rain tomorrow as well.
I've got slippers on. I got white socks and white slippers on. I didn't really think that one through, did I?
And I've got Doc Martens with holes in. It doesn't get much more glamorous than this, does it? It's the joy of festivals. So, any survival tips?
Drink lots of water, stay hydrated. That's my tip.
So what can we expect for you next?
Sorry, what did you say?
What can we expect next from Western?
Just more music, follow the socials, Western Music on all of them, and yeah man, just keep your eyes peeled. We're always feeling random to drop stuff and do little things, so just keep your eyes peeled.
So we're here at Tea in the Park, and we've just had a chat with the lovely boys from Western. So do you think they were nice, Tom? What did you think of that?
Very nice lads, very nice lads.
Not sure about their festival tips though, and the fact they're wearing flip-flops to Tea in the Park.
Yeah, and one of them's just bought brand new white trainers, which you can have a look at online, we'll show you.
Not going to be box fresh for long, I don't think. So I think we are now probably going to go and see if we can catch the end of James Morrison's set. And I am very hungry, so...
Yeah, we're going to try and get some food, but not oysters, which they're selling this year for some reason.
I can't think of anything worse at a festival. I think I saw some fish and chips.
I think it's got to be fish and chips or pizza, something then healthy.
Oh, pizza. See, I want pizza now. The thing is, you always find at festivals, there is always pulled pork. I don't know why. There's pulled pork and pizza, so I'm sure we can find something. But we will hopefully have some more interviews over the next couple of days for you. And I know you're particularly excited about seeing Alesso later.
Yes, Alesso, Oliver Heldens, Hannah Wants. It's going to be... I can't even describe it.
You're going to be raving it up, basically, yeah. Aren't you?
Yep.
Beautiful sunny evening here at Tea in the Park in Scotland, so the Scottish weather is not letting us down. We caught the end of the Cortina set earlier on. They had all the different coloured flares and everything going on, and then we spent the last hour or so at the BBC Radio 1 Summer of Dance stage. So who have we been watching?
Yeah, so we were watching Annie Mac to begin with. There was a bit of a switch around with the set, so Danny Howard was meant to be on originally, but it was switched to Annie Mac, and currently Hannah Wants is smashing it out there.
They've got all these amazing visuals as well, hasn't they? So it's not just the sound, but you've got all these amazing graphics behind them.
Yes, there's a lot of lights going on, there's a lot of smoke effects going on, there's a lot of flashing lights. They've also got, it's also been streamed live on BBC Radio 1 and also online at bbc.co.uk.
And obviously tonight, the Friday night, is headlined by none other than the Stone Roses. And I have to say, I have not seen quite so many bucket hats in a very long time. That seems to be the must-have fashion accessory today.
Yeah, a friend of mine wore one at a festival last year, and it didn't seem to catch on. And then all of a sudden this year, I think it seems to be the new craze for 2016.
Was he a trendsetter?
Maybe.
So it turns out he was a trendsetter last year, so he knew what he was doing. So I think we had some fish and chips earlier on. I think I'm going to go and see if I can find something now to... I've got a sweet tooth, so I'm probably going to go get a pancake or something, and then we will catch up later. And down came the rain. The nice sunshine is gone. You've got a poncho. So we're going to go and watch Father Son. We interviewed Kaiser Chiefs earlier, who were lovely. They were very nice. So now we're going to go and do that. And then Tom's got an interview with Chloe and Tom O'Dell. Yeah, so we shall see.
This is Ricky from the Kaiser Chiefs.
My festival survival tip is join a band.
Yeah, it is.
And then everything else sorts itself out.
Just join a band and rubber up.
So Tom O'Dell was lovely, if not slightly ill-prepared for a festival with his very stylish shoes he had on. And you think that interviewing is all glamour, but then things happen, like the local wildlife getting involved.
Seem incredibly... All of them are incredibly... incredibly pointless.
Chasing a wasp.
Yes, there. I come back.
Wave your cigarette, they don't like smoke.
Yeah.
There we go.
Interviewing Rat Boy was one of the strangest interviews that I have ever done in 15 years as a music journalist. They were excitable, shall we say, and decided to rap most of the answers, which also got uploaded on the SRA Twitter.
What? Yo, check it. Yo, R to the A to the T to the B. I'm out of time. I'm out of time when I rap. Yeah.
I'm out of time.
Oh, yeah.
We can just put this in the
base. Yo, we did that. Check it. Here we go. Got my flow. At T in the Park 2004. Wait a minute. Add 12 years onto that number.
I know it wrong.
I'm not very good at rapping, you see. Are you a part of the BBC? No, you're not. So I'll be well behaved.
Who are you with? We haven't even asked.
Student Radio Association. But
Student Radio Association.
Oh, no, BBC.
Don't put raw meat with cooked meat. It will get contamination. Here we go. I'm going to rap every answer.
You can do that if you want.
No, you got to do the beat. You got to do the beat. Yo.
Don't, because you're not Kendrick.
I am Kendrick.
Get ready.
You've had your new single played on Animax show, so how does it feel to be getting out?
Yeah, it feels really, really good. Okay, what's your scent? Anyone need your back? Different
I'm
type of
to
beat.
Borrow that.
Oh, no, I need a different beat now.
So you had your Glastonbury secret set as well. So how did that go now?
Yeah. What's this beat?
How are we doing?
Hardcore, man. Happy hardcore.
Right.
Get in way.
Okay. Yeah, can I have a slower beat? Okay. Yo, check it. Check it. I'm waiting.
Yeah. Glastonbury secret set was great. Even though we were on very quite late. They gave us food. It was vegan on a plate.
Hey, no, Tom, don't tell us what.
So, what are some of your festivals?
How was that?
That was great.
If they had a quicker beat, I could have got more into it, but you know, we're at about 47 BPM then.
So, at least we're getting to see where you write your music now. So, have you got an album coming? Because obviously, you're very prolific, it would seem.
Yo. In the studio every night.
Right, let's do this seriously.
Until we see the.
Next single,
we write like every day and night.
Yeah.
And we tell some term, we cannot sleep at night.
We can't put on the radio.
What did he say?
Can we take this interview seriously? Otherwise, we're not going to get this out like every other interview.
Ever. You put it up, right? We're all friends.
No, they won't put it up if we're dicks.
These don't look like friend faces. These look like awkward faces.
No, let's face it. Let's do this properly, right?
All right. We write a lot of music. But out of a lot of that, though, is not very good. But every 10 or 20 songs, there's a half decent one that.
There's a couple of diamonds.
We're like a mine. Is it, what's it called when they dig up diamonds?
Diamonds in
mining. We do a lot of mining.
You create a lot of work for your PR team, don't you?
Who's PR team?
Your PR team and label and things.
Jordan's his own PR, man.
I do a lot of work, thank you. No, I get given what I do.
Jordan does a lot of work. He does literally everything.
Yeah.
He does everything.
I do all the tour managing.
Sorry. All the Instagram.
I think it's a bit late for that now.
I do art.
He's a tree surgeon.
I rescue and dogs on the weekend. That's my voice went.
One last question. Any advice?
No, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Are we on the last one?
We're on the last one.
No, we're not. Sorry, guys.
And any festival survival tips?
A lot of festival survival kits.
Tips.
What was the question?
What people should bring.
What, sorry?
What people should bring to festivals.
Wet wipes.
That's actually a good answer. We'll do with that one.
We'll put that one out.
I think that one might be able to go out.
Oh, come on. What about the rap?
Can we go back?
The rap will go out.
The rap was like, rap was that good. Was creative.
We appreciate the rap.
Can we go back to the other questions?
I think we're going to have to go. I think by the looks of this lady's face, we're going to have to leave.
Oh, we got to go, man.
Oh,
no. Tiny temper yeah, doesn't need to be interviewed.
No, thank you very much.
1975.
Yeah,
we'll do the rap.
We'll bring the stars out.
So we've had quite the morning here at Tea in the Park. We got here eventually and the car got stuck in the mud. So a tractor had ignored us and then I unleashed my inner Hulk and we managed to get out of the mud while getting sprayed with mud everywhere. So we said it's all festival glamour.
It's very comedic-like.
Yeah, we didn't get any pictures of it, so there won't be any photos of that appearing anytime soon. But we've had a really busy morning. We had an interview with one of your favourite ladies.
Yes, Dua Lipa, hotter than hell, literally.
And then somebody started hoovering partway through. So
people are very inconsiderate of what's going on around them. There was a hoover literally going on.
So people think it's all glamour backstage, and then you just got somebody who starts hoovering. I think it was Craig David's dressing room was getting a good spring cleaning before he arrived.
You know, so it's exciting to get to do what you love. This helps.
And then I am very, very happy that I got an interview with Maximo Park, who I have loved for years. We caught a bit of Blossom set, who are very good. And then also we've just done an interview with Frank Turner as well.
We heard a very funny story from him as well, which you can cash in a bit.
That'll be coming up soon, but he's a very funny man. So later on today, I'm hopefully going to watch Maximo Park. And then also we both want to watch Craig David.
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to seeing Diplo later on. He's playing, and he's also playing as part of Major Lazer as well.
So you get double Diplo. Brilliant. What more can you want?
Hello, I'm Frank Turner. Make sure you stay tuned for my interview.
And we're asking all of the bands to kind of compile a festival survival guide. So any tips for anybody coming?
Can I tell you a story instead about this? Okay. I got asked a few years ago. I was doing a really heavy press day and it wasn't at a festival. I was in like a hotel room somewhere in London. And I did like 30 interviews in one day. And that's towards the end, this camera crew sort of loaded in. And they asked me what my festival tip was, right? And I said, well, there's stuff you can get. It's called 2CP, I think it is. And you can get it from like health food shops. And it's a natural serotonin restorative, which means that if you're doing certain things that you should be doing at festivals, then it makes you feel better. I should add things that I don't do anymore now that I'm an old man. You know, it's a natural serotonin booster, and that can be a useful thing to have at a festival if you're there for a number of days partying. So I said this, and they filmed it, and they went cool, and they went out. And I found out sometime later that it was an interview for the television show Rastamouse, which is a children's TV show, and they showed it as well. So in the middle of all these bands kind of going, bring wellies, bring toilet paper, and I was like, right, it's natural serotonin booster, right? And I just looked like a horrible, horrible, horrible waster. And it made me feel really quite bad.
That's amazing. I don't think we're going to get any better answers than that this whole weekend.
So here's my festival tip. Bring wellies.
So you released some of the recordings. You had some videos from 2001 from the first things that you were doing. So you all agreed to put that out there. How does it feel seeing how far you've come and like everything that's changed in that time?
It's nice. I mean, it's kind of fun listening to... I think most people, like... The difference between being 19 and being 34 is like when you're 19, it's like you're more creatively scattergun. But like it was really interesting. I mean, first of all, I could vaguely play the drums back then, and I've completely forgotten how now. But like it was just kind of fun listening to some of the changes and some of the chord progressions in those tunes and kind of going, oh, I'd never think of that now. Like that's totally, totally weird to me now. But it feels good, you know. I've been making music for quite a long time now.
And then, so what is next for you? What are your plans for the next 12 months? I know sometimes it's hard to know what you're doing in 6 weeks, let alone 12 months. But what's going on with you?
I've written a new record. One of the things about Positive Songs for me was it felt like a kind of conclusionary statement on a certain period of my songwriting. I'm not saying I'm about to become a drum and bass DJ per se, but like I certainly feel like liberated to move into virgin territory for me, and I think it's important as an artist to do things that are uncomfortable and to do things you don't know how to do and to just to change and evolve and try new things. So I've got some ideas. I've spent most of my career to date saying that I would never make a concept album, and I think I might have just written a concept album.
And just hope it all gets deleted off the internet, going, no, I didn't say that, absolutely not, no.
Nothing gets deleted off the internet. It telescopes time for a lot of people. Somebody sent me an outraged email the other day because something I said in an interview when I was 19 contradicted something I said in an interview last week. And it was just like, mate, that's 15 years difference. It's like, if you haven't had any new thoughts in 15 years, I'm sad for you.
And we're asking all of the bands.
Hello, we are Maximo Park, 2/5 of. Don't forget that we're coming up soon in terms of our interview, so please don't miss that. Don't miss it at all.
You released Too Much Information in 2014. I know at the end of last year you mentioned you had about 6 songs ready for a new album. What's happening with that now?
We've got 4 extra.
Yeah, we're getting close now. Yeah, it's we've actually literally just finished the next group of demos a couple of days ago, so pretty excited now. Yeah, we're just looking at where we're going to do it and if we do it with somebody or not, and so it's, yeah, we're hoping to get in the studio soon. It's feeling pretty fresh, everything, so yeah, it's an interesting time for us at the moment.
So with the way everything is with going digitally, do you ever feel the pressure to just release it out there so you've got something coming out in between, or do you rather save it and have it for the actual album?
Well, I think we're quite old-fashioned now in terms of what we believe about albums, and we like to think of each record as a document of its time and a body of work that you've you know, it reflects the time that you wrote it. It reflects the things you were interested in musically and lyrically, visually as well with the album cover, and the kind of snapshots in time that have a weight because they are a sort of body of work rather than just releasing one song at a time. I mean, I totally understand the other way of doing it as well, and you know, when you record a song, sometimes you just want to get it out, and you know that you could these days very, very quickly. And a lot of the songs that we've written for the next album have a political side to them, and they have a relevancy to what's going on now, and you sometimes worry, well, will it have the kind of resonance by the time it comes out? But one of the things that we've always tried to do is to create something that's quite personal and has a lot of little details in it, but also has a kind of universal aspect to it. And so that's kind of one of the key things that we've been trying to do when writing the songs, is to not have them too prescient to what's going on, but also to still be about something that you care about right now. And that's always been the kind of case. And so, yeah, it's, I can totally see the two streams of thought, but I still believe in like getting an album and feeling the kind of weight of this 30 or 40 minutes, or you know, some people do the double album, and you know, that's, we've never done that, we're not that brave perhaps, but yeah, you know, the idea of listening to something and putting it on, even a very another old-fashioned idea, putting it on a side of tape that's 45 minutes long, it's kind of perfect for, you know, walking to wherever you're going and listening to it at home. So yeah, we still believe in that kind of thing.
So with regards to each album being a document of that time, what was it like for you then to play A Certain Trigger in full for your 10th anniversary? Was that strange, or was it like a walk down memory lane sort of thing?
A mixture of both, really. I think initially we weren't going to do anything. We just thought, no, we're just going to get on with the next record. And then a lot of people were saying, you know, they'd love to see it, they'd love to, people were celebrating, even our fans were going, do you know it's going to be 10 years next year, and we're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And we thought, okay, well, look, why don't we do something special, particularly for the people that have followed us for the whole time, but also we could mix it up with we did 2 sets, we did the sort of Certain Trigger set, and then we did a mixture of all the other songs as well, and it was just great, really. The reaction was amazing. I don't think we expected quite as much love, as it were, from people, and people just, you know, just really enjoying themselves in it. You realise how much those, not only Certain Trigger, but the other songs mean to people. So it just reaffirms the group and kind of what we stand for, I guess, and that we've always done our own thing, and people can relate to the songs that we write, the lyrics and the music and everything. So yeah, it ended up just being outright, just to kind of, oh, okay, it feels pretty good. Because there are times when you don't always know, you're floating about at sea, you know, when you're in a band a lot of the time, you can't always see what people, whether it's something that they still mean something. So for that sort of, to reaffirm that was good, and it's given us more confidence as well going forward.
So it's the end of Sunday at Tea in the Park. We've had an absolutely brilliant weekend. We just watched Craig David absolutely smash it.
Yes, he was absolutely amazing. He started off with Rewind, and then he carried through. He did some of his own songs, he did some covers, finally finished off with his new ones, such as stuff like this with Blonde. He did One More Time, and finally he finished off with this mashup of Fill Me In and Justin Bieber's Where Are You Now.
So we've been trudging through the mud, we've just seen a bit of LCD Sound System as we've gone past. I think now we're going to head over and watch the Red Hot Chili Peppers as the sun goes down as well. So we've done quite a few interviews this weekend, I think. So who was your personal favourite of all the people we've interviewed?
I'm going to have to say, personally, probably Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs. Yeah, they knew what they were doing, weren't they?
Yeah.
For me, I think it was Maximo Park, which was the cherry on the cake for me. We didn't expect to get them. They've been one of my favourite bands for a long time. And I think Frank Turner was very funny as well with his little story at the end, so I enjoyed that one. So we've had a brilliant time. Thank you so much to everyone at the SRA for arranging this for us. So we may have got the car stuck in the mud. I now have thighs of steel, I think, after the amount of walking that we've done through all of these puddles. So yeah, so what was the favourite act that you saw, do you think?
I'm going to have to say Craig David.
Craig David just finished it nicely. So yeah, thank you to everyone at the SRA. So you've been listening to the Student Radio Association podcast. It's me, Jen Thomas.
And me, Tom Glenwright.